when I was a kid, and I still do, love cereal. Like, that's one of my favorite meals. Sometimes in the evening, I'm like, I don't want to go out and get something to eat. I'll have some cereal. Delicious cereal. Cereal is one of the best foods around. And when I was a kid, I had some favorites. I like Cap'n Crunch. That was always a favorite. But the one thing I didn't like about Cap'n Crunch is it would get all up in your between your cheeks and your gums.
And the mouth damage.
The mouth damage, not so much Cap'n Crunch, because it would get soggy pretty quickly. Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Your upper mouth, it would tear it apart. But you would go for it because it was so delicious. So it was kind of like the monkey. Have you ever heard they used to catch monkeys by hollowing out cantaloupes? Because monkeys like the seeds of cantaloupes. So they would cut a hole. It's big enough for the monkey's hand to go in. But then when he closes it to try and get the seeds, he can't pull it out. And the monkey couldn't figure out that, if he lets go of the seeds. So they would catch monkeys like that. That's like sort of metaphorically like the cereal thing. It's too good not to eat. Honeycombs I really like too. Just because I like honey and bees. Anyway, now as an adult, I'm constantly searching for cereals that somehow reflect my love of cereals as a kid. Like Kashi, Honey Puff grain cereal. That's sort of like the adult equivalent of Sugar Crisp. Cap'n Crunch, you can kind of get a similar taste from Quaker Corn Squares. And once in a while, I'll go to relatives, and I think they still think of me as a giant kid, which isn't far off. And they'll have Lucky Charms in the cover, and I'm like, yes. Anyway, Lucky Charms cereal has added the first new charm in a decade, an hourglass. Why an hourglass? Well, according to USA Today's ad team, the new charm symbolized how pressed for time kids feel these days. So there you go. Today's topic, cereal. Battle Creek, Michigan, referred to as the Cereal Bowl of America because the city produces the most breakfast cereals of any city in the world. Each honeycomb in honeycomb cereal has 7 holes. Insert your own joke there. Fruity Pebbles cereal was actually named after the shape of the cereal and not pebbles from the Flintstones. The same guy did the original voices, Snap, Crackle, and Pop voices for Rice Krispies. In addition, he was also the voice of the original Tony the Tiger and the voice of the cartoon character Gumby.
He just had the cereal thing.
They're great! That's it. See, I can almost do it. Cap'n Crunch's full name is Cap'n Horatio Crunch. Crunch is the son of Admiral Horatio Crunch Sr. and was born and raised on Crunch Island in the Milk Sea. Who knew? Kellogg Sugar Smacks has undergone several name changes, being known variously as Sugar Smacks, Smacks, Honey Smacks, and in Mexico, Smack, S-M-A-K.
It kind of sounds like heroin the whole time, though.
For kids. In 1983, Kellogg's introduced the first scratch-and-sniff cereal box and specially marked packages of Fruit Loops. The average American eats 100 bowls of cereal a year. I'm above average. 65% of cereal eaters drink the milk left over in the bottom of the bowl. I'm part of that 65%. There you go. Cereal. Oh, delicious.